We are on the Gemara on Yutessim and Aleph. We're going to start again. The Braitha said, En Yid Ela Begadol, En Yid Ela Midas. The Gemara asked the question, isn't that redundant? So the Gemara answered, Eino Chinami, one is explaining the other. We're going to start again from the Ibai Yisayim. I know we did this yesterday, but it helps the flow of the Gemara today. So if you go across from Tarti, Tosfos Tarti, move one line up. I assume this is 19A2, but it might already be 3. It's 2? 2. Ribai Yisayim Amai Midas Midas Nidah. And I'm going to learn, without getting involved in Machlokes Rishayim, we'll learn like Rashi, that he has to tell her, I am doing Yid. Some Rishayim learn she has to agree, I'm not going to get involved in that, I'll just leave it as is. The Tanei Abai B'rei Deravo, Ashaloya Oda, it said that he didn't Loya Oda, what does that mean? He has a choice, either marries her or doesn't marry her. Malamech Yitzarach Li Oda, if he's going to marry her, he has to inform her, period. Rashi, we're going to start from Hu Tani La Vuhu Amar La, which is a little bit up in the Rashi. Hu Tani La Masnitsin Vuhu Amar Ba Minavshin, he explains, V'hai Taime Dahai Tarach Li Oda. Okay, we didn't learn the next Gemara yet. Go back to the Gemara. Hu Tani La Vuhu Amar La Ba Kedusha Yud V'Liba Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda. This is true by Kedusha Yud, according to Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Yehud means that he's being Mekadosh her, he's marrying her with the leftover money, the leftover work, with Anoah being Meichu, the leftover work. And the Mela, since she is the one engaged in the Kedusha and her dad is out of the picture, so Amar Ma'aser Rishayin Eslav LeKedusha Nitnu, it wasn't that the original money was given to Kedusha. It was that she's being Mekudeshes. So obviously, if she's being Mekudeshes, she has to be told, or according to some Rishayim, agree to be become Mekudeshes. Rashi, Hu Tani Lo Avu Amar Lo, Hu Tani Lo Masnitsin Vuhu Amar Minavshin, explains it. By time it, I Tzarech Liyad, the Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehudi, one that says Tzarech Liyad is going to Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda, the Memar Shri Rishayim Shekibu Lo Avu Lo Avu Kedushin Inu. The first money that the father get is not for Kedushin. Ben Yir El Beprutah Shalah. Yud is on the pruta that he has left in her work. It's not that the father's agreement at the beginning has anything to do with it. If he doesn't inform her that she should accept it, there's no kedushin. The kedushin itnu?
It's only according to the second opinion, right?
That's Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda, not the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon held that the kedushin is the father. So according to that, the Gemara is saying, there's no reason for him to have to inform her. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, and this is the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak that we quoted at the beginning of the Pas Amal. He has a different shot in Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda. He disagrees with the way the Gemara understands Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda, that the Kedushin is her. No. Afilu Taimu the Kedushin itnu. He agrees that it's the original money that's the Kedushin. Except, the fact that you have to inform her has nothing to do because the Kedushin is her. The Kedushin was the father. All Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, as we will see in a minute, is this Gzeres HaKosav, that you have to inform her. We understood, the other pshat Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda understood, that the reason of informing her is because it's necessary for the Kedushin to function. And now we're saying, it's really not necessary, logically. It's just what the Torah wanted you to do. And therefore, Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak says, there is no machloikas here when the Kedushin is. Everybody agrees that the Kedushin happens when he gave the father the money, is when he did the act of Kedushin. Except, Rabbi Yitzchak is saying, the Torah wants you to inform the girl. The Torah wants, this could be according to the Rabbanim too, the Torah wants you to inform the girl that she's getting married. So therefore, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, you misunderstood Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda. Now, where did Rav Nachman Yitzchak say this? In the next piece of Gemara. My Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda say that causes this machloikas in understanding him? The Tanya. It says in the Pasuk, Ashalo Ya'ada Vehevda. The Torah juxtaposes the word Ya'ada next to Vehevda. Vehevda means help her redeem herself. Yada means marry her. The Torah juxtaposes, Torah says, if you don't marry her, help her redeem herself. Now, the Torah did put the word of marriage next to the word of redeeming. To tell me, Tzarech Shehei Shas B'Yayim Kedei P'diya. You need time during the day in order that you should be able to still redeem herself in order to be able to marry her. Mikan Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Im Yes Shas B'Yayim Kedei Lasasim M'Shava Pruta. If there's still time that she still has work incumbent upon her worth of pruta, then Mekudeshes. Then he came in Mekadesh with Yir. Vimlav, Eina Mekudeshes. Now, listening to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, who just told us that it depends if there's money left. Al Muksaver, Baruch Hashem, Lav LeKedusha didn't do. We understand that he's obviously telling us it wasn't the original money, because if it's the original money, who cares what's left? By the fact that he's saying it depends on what's left, that means he's telling us that the original money was not the money of marriage. What is the marriage? The leftover work that she has to do for him. Because if not, why should Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda care if there's leftover money or not leftover money? The bottom line is, he paid the father 6 years ago, a little less than six years ago, to buy the right to be able to marry her. So why in the world does he need money left now? Is a raya, Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda holds, it's not the original money. It's now, with what's left. I'm not going to be a forgiver, no. I feel the time of the Kedusha didn't know. I hold that Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda also goes with the original money. Shaini Yachad Amar Ochol of the Hevda. The Torah said there has to be left. It's Xeris HaKasav. Take it any way you want it. But it's not shot that the Kedusha is with the money left. No, the Kedusha is with the original money. Except the Torah made a requirement that there has to be leftover money before the Kedusha works. Hevda means help her redeem herself. Redeem means there's still money to pay to buy herself back. We had that back a few months ago, that the Hevda means there has to be enough to, remember we said that it, you have to buy her with enough money that she'd be able to buy herself back. Hevda means help her redeem herself, which means help her buy herself back. Rashi. Zuck Rashi, the Kedusha didn't. Now, what difference does it make? In Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the bottom line is the same. He can't do it unless there's money left. So what difference does it make if it's the first money or the second money? The bottom line is the same. So Rashi, there's a big difference. Who did the Kedusha? Dad or herself? Kiva says, Eina the Mecher Esvita L'Shifchus Acher Ishus. If you learn that the Kedusha is the original money, so then the father did the Kedusha. If you learn that the Kedusha is now with the work left, then she's doing the Kedusha. So that would mean the Nafkamina, whether you hold the Grav Nachman B'Yitzchak or not. Again, the bottom line is the same. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, you can't do Yir unless there's money left. There's two ways to understand Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Either that he holds the Kedusha happens with the money left, or with the original money, my Nafkamina. It's all the same. You still need money left. The Torah said that. So Rashi, this is Rashi the Kedusha Nitnu, but Nafkamina, what difference does it make in which way you learn Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? The Hecha, the Havilei Mechers Ishele Ishes, the Havilei Mechers Bitele Ishes. If you learn it's the first money, that means the father sold her for marriage. Vim Yada, Vinis Armala, if he did that, they did Diyot, and then she became widowed, Shuvei Mechel L'Shifchus L'Rav Akiva, he won't be able to sell her. Hashem can, if you hold it's the Kedusha now, then the father didn't do it. Shiny Hakha the Siv Loshin Yodah, the Medrash of Loshin Zeh. What?
The father can do it.
Then he can sell the ship because he didn't do the Kedusha. He wasn't the one that did that Kedusha. She did it with the Adon, nothing to do with the father. Shiny Hakha the Siv Loshin Yodah, the Medrash of Loshin Zeh, a Loshin of her agreement. Yodah the Hefta. You can only marry her in a place where you're redeeming her. If you come to marry her at the end of 6 years, there has to be time in the day. If she comes to figure out how much to deduct, there's still be left work of a pruta. She still would have to pay a pruta.
I don't understand the document.
Between the two things? Rabbi Kiva said a person cannot sell his daughter for shifchus once he married her off.
Right.
Erison. That means the father would marry off his daughter with Erison, and then the husband would die. Rabbi Akiva would not allow him to sell for Shemchus. How does Yiyud work? Is the father doing the Yiyud, or is she herself doing the Yiyud? If the father is doing the Yiyud, meaning the money given to the father is the money for the Yiyud, then the father married her off. It was a way of the father marrying her off, allowing the master to take her whenever he wants, using the original money, which means the father married her off. If the master who became her husband would die, the father would not allow to resell her, because ain adam meichel lebitoy l'shifchus acharishus. That's what Rabbi Akiva learned from the pasuk b'vigdei ba. Whereas if you learn the other way in Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the father had nothing to do with his. He sold her as an amavria. The Torah told the master, you can go over to the girl and say, listen, you have to work for me for the next 2 years. I'm doing yid with that. That means the father didn't do it.
But he's already sold her once.
Again, Rabbi Akiva holds you can sell her twice. Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon that you can't sell her twice. Rabbi Akiva holds, ain adam meichel lebitoy l'shifchus achar ishus. But after shifchus, you can sell her again. So what did the father do when he sold her? And then the Adin exercised yid. Did the father marry her off, or did she marry herself off? That would depend how to... Now, the Tanakhama says, the Rabbanan say, it's the father to marry her off. It's the Kedusha money that happened first. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, not clear. Two ways to understand him. He says there has to be work left. Does that mean that she's doing her own Kedusha, like the Gemara seems to understand? And if that's true, then the father never married her off. Or does it mean he married her off, except the Torah made requirements that there be work left? That was Rav Nachman by Yitzchus Pshat. And that would make an Avkamino whether he can sell her again or not. That's what Rashi speaks out. Hevda doesn't change either way. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says the words. You can only do Yiyun if there's enough for Hevda.
We don't know what that means.
We know what it means, practically. He can't do yid unless there's money, work left, worth a pruta. That's what the words mean. Now, we don't know, now that Rabbi Yehuda told us that, what is he telling us? The fact is the same. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that if the girl only has a half a pruta of work left, you can't do yid. Rabbanan said, yes, you can. Because the original money is the yid. Who cares how much work she has left? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, if she doesn't have a pruta of work left, you can't do yid. So he said. We don't know. Now, that's his words. That's what he told us. And that doesn't change. That's the words he said. The question is how to understand him. There's two ways to understand him. You could understand him that the Torah is saying, the father is out, goodbye, has nothing to do with this. It's between her and the Adin, and therefore, she's not being married off by her father. She's marrying herself off. Xeris HaKosov, she's a Ktana. It's Xeris HaKosov that she can marry herself off, but you need work left because that's going to be the Kedushin.
You need that practice. In other words, you need it to make it work. You need that Shavapruta work to make her...
Right. And the other way to say, the Kedushin happened with the original money, but the Torah has a special halacha saying you need work left. But you still need it. You're going to need it either way. The question is, do you need it for the Kedushin or you need it as the Torah's Zeres HaKasa? The practical thing won't change. Nobody's going to say, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that you don't need work left. He says you do.
Shining halacha. I can learn that this is different.
The shiny hacha means yud is different.
Yud is different, right. Because you need, because it says hefta, that teaches me, even if the father's money.
Correct. It's exeris hakasav. The question is exeris hakasav defining how it works, or is exeris hakasav a separate exeris hakasav?
Is there a mitzvah for hefta?
Yes, there's three mitzvahs that the master has. Either marry her, Rashi says it's a chumash. Either marry her, or marry her off to your son, or allow her to redeem himself. Not that he has a brayer in that, but don't make it difficult for her to redeem herself.
after six, if he goes out, he's mufafel in a safe, anything?
He didn't do those mitzvahs. I don't know. Okay. I'm not going to count. I don't know whether it's counted in Tayyak. But Rashi says in the pasuk, "V'im shlosh eila lo yasala." The Yatzachina main custom. The Trashi, what is Shlosh Eila? The Trashi, there are three things we would like the master to do. Preferably, we want her to marry her. That's what the Torah wants from an Amavriya. If you don't want to marry her yourself, marry her off to your son. You don't want to do that, help her get out. If you don't do that, the Yatzachina main custom. Rashi Yechodesh.
Because this is Rav Ne'er Jodeha, meaning the preferable is to marry her. That's
Klar in the pasuk, correct.
He's right, Rav means
he doesn't like her.
Doesn't like the way she's working.
And Rav Ne'er Jodeha means he doesn't like her. He doesn't want to marry her.
Meaning, you don't have to say you don't like someone. Because I'm not marrying to you, it isn't like because I don't like you. It's not because you're bad to me. Every person out there is raw.
And raw means if it's a bad idea for him to marry her. He doesn't want to marry her. That's what the Torah means. Let's not say drush, that's what the word means.
No, what I'm saying is that's the raya that Rebbe said beautifully before, that is the first choice is marry her.
It's clear in the pasuk, correct. Rashi and Chumash speak this out. Yes.
So if the girl is doing her own yud, it has nothing to do with the father.
That's one shot in Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay, so if that's the case, is the other marrying her Baal Korcho?
I mentioned that it's a machlokes rishayim.
It's possible that she...
It's a machlokes rishayim, I don't pick sides. I don't know how it's passed in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in the Bezir, so I can't look it up halacha l'maaseh. I don't know how the Rambam passed. Exactly. It's machlokes rishayim.
Just let her know I'm doing this.
Let her know, or does it mean she has to agree?
She's a katana, right?
Yes, she is.
What's this whole procedure going to her and saying you're getting married, but it doesn't really matter?
Obviously it does. The Torah said you have to have das.
Again, she's ain't no das. What would mean?
But the Torah said you have to tell her. So I'll let you figure out what the Torah means, but I'm not going to erase the pasuk of the Torah. So some Rishayim learn like you, that means she has to agree. That means the Torah is being mechadish, that over here she has das for this. Or we treat her like she has das. And some Rishayim say, but she doesn't have das. So all it means is you have to let her know, hello, hi, I'm doing yid today. That's the machlokes Rishayim. But again, I'm not going to get involved in it now. I'm just mentioning that machlokes Rishayim exists. Yes?
No, I was just thinking, do you have to get a photographer also?
It depends. It depends. Is the
after yid, is that tashmish?
Yud is saying Hariat me yudasli. Tashmish is nisuan. This is that we went through this already. He's going to live with her. It's going to be his wife. But that's not the act of yud. The act of yud is saying Hariat me yudasli. Now either he says the kets of mknosich, or he says with the work that you have left. That's going to depend. Tubshatim, Rabbanan say for sure he says because of Miknasech, and if Yechim of Yudah, we have two different shatim.
At the end of the day, do we figure out yet if it's the
we never proved. We did prove it if you want to learn the prices like Rabbi Kiva. But if you don't want to learn the prices like Rabbi Kiva, so then you don't prove anything. Yes. Which means it's not a proof.
For those who say she has to agree, even though she's under the age of Das, but for those who say she has to agree, if the ball forces himself, is she married or
no?
Is she not married?
No, she's not.
So, this is different from you.
Yeah, this is not Yibum, no,
100% not. This is what we covered that already.
Right. Zog to Gemara Vayter. Amar Rav Nachman. By the way, the next piece of Gemara. One of the biggest sugyos in Kedushin. but we will try to simplify it to the best of our ability. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Adam Labitik Tana. A person can say to his daughter, the Ktana, Tzi v'kibli kedushech. Go ahead, get yourself kedushin. Can tell his 10-year-old girl, listen, I'm busy. I have to sell my chametz, to clean my house. I have a lot of things to do. I'd like you to get married. Go find yourself a husband and get the kedushin. Go take the kedushin. Now, this is, again, I'm picking one mahalach. There's so many different mahalachim in Zirishaynim. I shouldn't say so many, but there's about a few. I'm going to pick one. We had earlier in the Masechta, the part of the Masechta that I did not teach, I was an artichoke, was a concept called Arev, that a woman can tell somebody, Reuven can walk over to the woman and say, I'd like to be Mekadosh you, and she says, be Mekadosh me with the money you give so-and-so. And if he gives it to so-and-so, and he says, how he tells the woman, Harat Mekadoshes me with the money I'm giving to him, she's Mekadoshes me din Arev. Because the woman is guaranteeing it. We had that by saying, give it to him, I'll be mukadeshes. She's like saying, lend him money, and I'll be responsible. What?
By with what? With her marriage? With her hand in marriage? What do you mean? This should be ma'arud.
She's saying, if you give him money, I accept that as kedushin. That's the same as an arev that says, if you lend Shema money, Levi says it's as if you gave it to me. That's how long it's called Arev, that you guarantee something, right? You give Shimon the money, I'll be responsible. What makes Levi responsible? Machlokes Rishonim, I don't know how Rabbi Carr taught it. Some Rishonim learned that giving it to Shimon is like giving it to Levi. That's the halacha of Arev. And some halacha say the hanoah, that the guy listened to you and he gave it to Shimon based on your word, that hanoah obligates you. Either way, Levi received something. He either received the money by going to Shimon, or he received the pleasure that the guy listened to him. Same thing here. A woman that tells the guy, give the money to Shimon, and I'll be mukadeshes to you. So he goes over to Shimon, and he says to the woman, Harayat mukadeshes sleep with the money I'm giving Shimon. So either she's mukadeshes because giving it to Shimon is like giving it to her. That's halach of Arev. Or the hanah, that he listened to her and gave the money to Shimon, is enough to make Kedushin. That we had back on that Vav and Aleph. That was the halacha, I think it was Vav, might have been Zion. That was the halacha, Zion and Aleph, that was the halacha of Arev. Guy says to girl, go get your Kedushin. He never spoke to the man. He never told the man, give the Kedushin to my daughter. He told the daughter, you can go accept your own kedushin. So Zok the Gemara, that works. As if he told the man, put the money over there and I'll be chayev. Even though he never talked to the man. But just like if he talked to the man and he said, put the money there, I'll be chayev, it's considered kedushin. If a woman says, put the money on that rock and I'll be mekadeshes to you, it's a kedushin because he listened to her. Same thing here. By the father telling the daughter, go accept the Kedushin, it's as if he told the man who she accepts it from, give it to my daughter, and I agree to the Kedushin.
Rabbi, does he have to know the man?
That's what the Gemara say.
Rabbi, does he have to know the man? Does he have to know the man? Has he selected the man, or has she selected
the man? Oh, that's the
Kedushin,
that he doesn't have to select the man. Now, how do we see that? Where does that come from, that if you don't know the man, it's still considered Kedushin? Zok the Gemara. I'm Adam Levitik Tani Tzivi Kibli Kedushek, Medrab Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda. Lav Amar Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda, Maas Rishayna Slav Le Kedushin Itnu. If you don't learn like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, you bought the Shevcha, you bought the Amavriya from the father. You now turn that into Kedushin. What gives a right for this Kedushin to work? The money over there wasn't Kedusha money. The Kedusha money is the leftover work. How can she work? She's a Ktana. How does this Kedusha work? You know why? Because when the father sold it to the Amma, he was saying to her, if your master wants, he'll be able to be Mekadosh you. I agree that you can get the money. Go take your money. And that's enough. He never told the master, you can marry my daughter. Never said that. He told the master, you can buy my daughter Zamavriya. Came along the Torah and said that if the master wants to marry her, he can marry her. Why? She's a ketana. The answer is the father said to the girl by selling her, go take your kedusha. Go accept kedusha from the master. And by telling her you can accept it, he's authorizing this kedusha. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Therefore, the kedusha works because the father authorized it by selling her. He didn't get the kedusha, which Rabbi Yehuda holds the first, not like Rabbi Nachman ben Yitzchak. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the first money wasn't given for kedusha. So what is the kedusha? The leftover work. He's giving that to the daughter. Where's the father getting money? Where's the father getting money? How can a daughter marry herself off? She's a ketana. The answer is, the father gave her permission. By selling her to Amavriya, he said to her, go get your kedusha. He only allowed it from one man, but he allowed her to go get kedusha. She's going to get it. The father's never going to see that money. And she's married. How's she married? By the fact that the father told her, you can go get your own kedusha. Now, this does not work according to Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak. This works without Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak. The original money is not the kedusha. The kedusha is the work. Who is he giving the work to? The girl. Not giving it to the father. How is she mekudeshes? Where is the kedusha? You gave something to dad? Since when can a ketana marry herself off? Answer is, the father permitted her. How did he permit her? He sold her. He permitted her to accept her own kedusha.
Either way you learned it.
Now, if you learn like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, it's the first money that the father got as the kedusha. So he got money directly to him.
And then in that process,
again, that's a t'nai. But the kedusha wasn't giving her the money. The kedusha was giving the father the money. The work is not the kedusha. It's the original money that's the kedusha.
So why can't he say it? It was this kedusha that I'm marrying you. I'm selling you. With the intention that you can marry this guy.
Again, what is the act of kedusha? A kedusha needs an act of a transfer of money. What is the act of kedusha?
Either the initial money he gave him.
Now, if it's the initial money he gave him, who got that money? Okay, so it has nothing to do with giving a woman permission to marry herself off. But it's not her. What is the kedusha? Again, let's isolate the transaction of kedusha. What is that transaction of kedusha? When is that transaction happening?
Okay. So the initial money is right then.
So that has nothing to do with the girl accepting kedusha. But if you learn like Rabbi Yehuda, not Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak's pshat, but the other pshat, that the kedusha happens at the time he says to her, with the rest of your work. That means she's doing the kedusha by accepting that. What right does she have to do kedusha? There it is, the father allowed it. We see a father can allow a daughter to accept kedusha. Let's read it inside. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Adam Labita Ktani Tziva Kibla Kedusha. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda. Lav, Amar Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Maas Rishan Islav, the kedusha nitnu, it's not for kedusha. V'chi Mishaya Ba'ashavar Putavi Kedusha. Same thing there. He allows her to accept her kedushin later on. And therefore, no difference if he allows her through Yod or he allows her to accept it from anybody. What difference does it make? He gave the allowance. Rashi. Dr. Rashi and Boss Rashina Slav the Kedushin didn't know. The Kibul of Amanasli Siaid. The Kedushe Yod Tuluyim Ba'av. If you say that the kedusha depends on the father. I forgot the like kishras nami. Kiva davar b'tayich sheish nisyadli havla yird mefreim mishas mechira. Right? According to the Tanakhama, it would be a yird retroactive. When he took the money, he took it, that she can become a kodesha. That Rashi and the Amid Beis, v'chi mishar b'ashavar puta havi kedusha. Hava ha'alma, since he sold her, he knows that the master can now decide whether he wants to marry. It's like he agreed. It's like he said, go be mekadesh yourself.
He said to her, go mekadesh yourself. At face value, that means go take money and be mekadesh.
With that money.
With that money.
Right. Why did that work?
Right. That's not what it meant was work for the guy. And work for the guy, and then some of that work you owe him, use that for kedushin.
Again, you're still not answering my question. Who got the money? Dad or her?
Her.
How does that work? Since when can a kata marry herself off?
Okay, fine. So
again, no, not fine. Tell me.
How?
Yeah.
The allows
the okay, fine. That's a nice way of saying it. You could say that, but the Gemara saying these things, and the Torah is telling us a new halacha. Can't slug up this by saying that's a special Xeris HaKasim. Because maybe it's not.
What's the special halacha? That she can take it?
Again, the Gemara doesn't feel that that's a slug up.
What is the special halacha that she can take money, or that she can work and...
But does it make if it doesn't work, that's taking money. That's the money she's taking.
Let's say she didn't work 1 ounce for the guy. He gave her a ring. Is that going to work?
If the father gave her permission to accept the ring, yes. That's what the Gemara is saying.
Okay. Are they making two different cases here? They started off by saying father can tell his daughter to go out and get married. Or the case where she is...
We are building the halacha that a father can tell his daughter, Tana, go get married, and it works based on the fact that that's what's happening by Yod.
Okay, is she a shlicha of the father?
No, she's a Tana.
She can't even be a shlicha.
Now, she can't, it works because of Arev. Machlokes Rishayim, I said it's one of the biggest sugyos of Kedushin, wasn't lying. But the some Rishayim learn, and it's the easiest way to understand it. And the reason it worked is because the father got his wish fulfilled. He allowed her to do it, and if you listen to him, it's like you gave him something. You didn't give him anything, but you gave him the fact that you listened to him and put the money where he wanted it put. Now, we're not going to slug it up. At least the Gemara is not going to slug it up saying maybe Yod is different. Maybe the Gemara understands that the Torah is teaching us he is citing Kedushin. That's called Avraham Avinu Yarmulke question. The Gemara comes here and says that a father can tell his 5-year-old Tzivi Kibli Kedushin. So you're saying, since when does that happen? That's what you're asking me.
The father passed over his doctor.
If you learn like the Ritva and I picked his mahalach, what happens is if a woman would tell a man, if you put the money on that stone, I'm married to you. And the guy says to the lady, I wrap Mukadesh asleep with the money I'm putting on the stone. It works midin arev. That means she got something. I'll pick one of the ways of the Rishayim. It's considered as if you gave it to her. Because you listened to her. That's what we learn now from the halacha of guaranteeship.
And that is a kinyan?
What is an arev? You tell me. Why is Levi Chayev?
That's a form of kinyan.
It's a form of kinyan. Giving Shimon the money is like giving it to Levi. Putting it on the stone is like giving it to the woman. Giving it to the son is like giving it to the father. Correct. He's the one that said he never. But the chiddush is he never spoke to the guy.
Right.
He told her, "You speak to the guy." To step beyond, because the case of RM, he spoke to the guy. Here he's never speaking to the guy.
And by you, is there also this idea of harvest?
Who?
By
you. How else does it work? Not like Reb Nachman by Yitzchak. Pashup Shat Reb Nachman and Reb Yitzchak by Yehuda. How does it work?
It's a little better because he knows who it is.
Yeah, thank you. Right, yes, doctor.
Well, I think it would seem to me one of the ways of explaining this is something that you've already said, which is that the daughter, and this is the part you have not already said, who is an extension of the father, does the will of the father.
No, I didn't say it, Navadavka didn't say it. The daughter is nothing, she's a katana.
Right.
She's not an extension of anybody, she's a rock.
We covered the other day, Baruch Petrani.
I'm not saying that there's no halachas the daughter has her father. She's claiming keep it a lot of halachas. In this case of kinyanim, she's not capable of making a ginyan.
Agreed.
So the one gives her the right to make this ginyan.
There's always the dodge of Gzeres HaKasev.
Again, we're not going to use Gzeres HaKasev. If we use Gzeres HaKasev, we can skip this Gemara and go to the Blatram now.
I always take the easiest path. That's my motto. But Alpha became,
she's not being kind of for the father. She's not. She can't.
I didn't say she was.
So then how does it work?
She is doing the father's will.
She could be a rock and do the father's will.
Okay.
I'm thinking it has nothing to do with being a daughter. It has to do with the fact that the father said, this is a way you can marry my daughter by giving her the money. And he could have said, you can marry my daughter by giving Shimon the money. No difference. Again, I'm going with Ritvaz Mahalach. This is a major sugya kedushin. But, you know, in yeshiva they learned it when they do Dav Zayin. They never get the Daf Yotess. So when they do Daf Zayin Arev, they say, oh, let's go to the Gemara and Yotess and see the Kibli Kedushah. And they bring it into Daf Zayin. Instead of getting to Yotess and going back, they do it in Daf Zayin because that's where they do the Sukkot.
Get that far?
To Daf Zayin?
Yeah.
Usually they make it here. In Kedushah, they make it to Daf Zayin. Daf Gimel goes fast. Yeah, they usually make it up. Now, pays them and pays them. Give them a go fast.
It's a leap year.
Right. Yes. Okay. Now, I want to explain something. This only works if you don't hold the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. If you hold the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, it never says this. Because the Kedushin is the original money, and that the Father got. Now the Gemara takes this a step further, or next step. V'yamarav amarav Nachman. Ha-mekadish b'milva sheyesh ala mashkin mukadeshes. Midrab yaitzi b'ab Yehuda. Okay, let me explain this. Reuven, oh, we don't like Reuven in this year. Shimon owes Levi $1,000. I'm sorry, not good. A lady owes Levi $1,000. And not only did she owe him $1,000, but when he lent her $1,000, she gave him a mashkin, a collateral. He walks over to the lady and he says, I want to be mekadesh you with the pleasure that I am forgiving your loan. Halacha is, we learned back on Gimel Amud Beis, that hanos mechilas, I'm sorry, Hamid Beis, that hanos mechilas milva works. If you're mekadesh a lady with the pleasure that you're forgiving her loan, that is considered a kedushin. But he has a mashkin and he didn't return it. He didn't return the mashkin. Now, the lady says to herself, she's scratching her head. It was Michael my loan. He gave me the pleasure of being Michael my loan, but he didn't give me the mashkin. Does that work? Or do we say, since that mashkin is still in his hand, we're playing a game? And she's not Mukadesh. Again, a lady owes a man, no katana, an adult lady owes a man an amount of money. And when she took that loan, she gave him collateral. And now he comes to her and he says, I'd like to marry you with the hanah that I'm meichel my loan. And she's very happy. She's willing to accept the kedushin. But there's a mashkin here that he never returned.
Who said he never returned?
I made up the case, so I can make it up. I'm saying he never returns it. You want to say he did, so that's a different story. That's nothing to talk about. He didn't return the mashke.
He
Michael means he's not going to collect it from her. Why are we making up new cases? I made up a case, and people argue to be my invention. I'm sorry. I invented this case.
What a typical case of when somebody gives Pesach loan, how do you get the mashke back? You give it back. You go to Pesach, now I'll make my mashke back.
100%. But this didn't happen here. It didn't happen. It should be Kadesh, it's an apple Kadesh. It didn't happen. He didn't give her the mashke back. Now, if you walked over there and said, here's your mashke and I'm Michael the loan, she'd be Mukadesh. 100%. That's not what happened. I made up a story. Can't argue with a made-up story.
He's obviously not giving back. Not really forgiving.
He did. I'll get around to it one day. I don't know.
And that will be probably will be giving back Moscow.
Again, I'm telling you a story. We'll worry about what happens later. Now he didn't give back the Moscow, and he told her he's Michael alone. Is he Mukadash now or not? That's the question. See, I'm making up the story. It never happened. I made it up. If she forgives the mashkin, yes. Okay, now let's stop for a second. Let's be open-minded here. A guy goes over to Ktana, and he says to her, according to Yeshiva Rabbi Yehuda, I'm marrying you with the fact that I'm Michael you the rest of the work. Remember? I'm Michael you the rest of the work that you have to work for me. Meanwhile, he has her. She's the mashkin for her work. Every time there's a amavriya, she is the collateral to get the work done. She's a ktana. As a ktana, you cannot return herself to her. Meaning, there's no way to give her back herself. She can't be Michael. She can't do anything. She is the mashkin, and there's no way to return that mashkin to her because she is a ktana. Now, what happens is she's going to stop working. But the bottom line is, he didn't give her any mashkin back because you can't give to the ktana herself. Can't give it to a ktana. And yet, the Torah says it works. That means, you see, that even though the mashkin is not returned, the fact that he was Michael, the obligation, which he can do to a ktana, you can be Michael a ktana, can't give the ktana herself because she's not capable of acquiring herself, but you can be Michael the ktana even though you have the mashkin, which you're not going to use anymore because as far as you're concerned, she's a wife now, she's not a shivcha, but since he didn't give it back to her and it works, is a raya that you don't have to give the mashkin back when you marry her. And I'd like to leave the Gemara inside. Dr. Gemara, Bamar, Avram, Rav Nachman, Makadesh, Bemuba, Sheshla, Mashkim, Mukadeshas, with Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda. Lav, Avram, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda. Didn't he say, Masr, Yishai, Nislav, Lekadushin, Itno? Hayal Vohi. The work that she has is a loan. She owes him the work. Vehi Guva Mashkini, and she has the collateral. Ki Meshai, Bashava, Brutami, I'd have a Kedushin, even though he didn't give her back the Mashkin. Hachanami Loishna. Rashi, the second Rashi on the Amud Beis. Lav l'kedushin itnu. Ve'ein mukadeshes l'id gurun she'esh aleh. She's being mukadeshes with the work that she has left. Davi milva. Shari chayeves loy. Oyheim oyishavgan. She's either chayev to him the work or what it's worth. Ve'hi atzma mashkin, and she is the mashkin. And this is the big problem the Rishayim have. Again, Rishayim don't have a problem. I have a problem. But the Rishayim ask, he's giving herself back to herself. What do you mean he's not giving back the mashkin? So the Mashal explains, she's a ktana. Therefore, it's not considered like you really returned anything to her. And therefore, the Gemara views it as if you're still holding on to the mashkin. And still works this kedushin. It's a raya that as long as you're Michael the loan, the fact that you're holding on to the mashkin doesn't bother us. This is how the Mashal explains this Gemara. It's a very difficult point because Pastas, when you're marrying her, she's not your mom anymore, so you gave her back. So he did give back the mashkin. So Masha says, since he's a ktana, she really can't take herself, so to speak. So the mashkin is still there, and still it works. Is a raya, then it works anyway. Yes.
Same thing as an
Evan
gets a star
shichur,
or a woman.
There's no star shichur here.
Or a woman that gets a get, it happens simultaneously. I think Rabbi Kahn said that. It happens simultaneously that the shichur happens and the get happens at the same time. Otherwise,
yes,
they don't have a yad.
Yeah, we had that in the Masechta Get, yes.
Category?
Yes and no, because she's a ktana and she can't get herself. And since she can't get herself, we view it as if the mashkin is still in his hand. In reality, nothing. She's not working for him anymore. In reality, it's not going to be a mashkin that's used. But we still view it as he didn't give her back the mashkin. It's a difficult point. I will agree to you. It's a very difficult point. Taisa says the kasha. Taisa says, isn't he returning the mashkin? How can you say Yehud is not giving back the mashkin? And for Taitzis, the Ein Ikra Yehud b'chazaras ha-mashkin. That's not the Yehud. The Yehud is with the Mechila. So the Mashiach explains what he means, but he's giving her back. So the Mashiach says, she's a ktana. Since she's a ktana, giving her back doesn't really consider giving back. It's a very difficult swara. I have trouble understanding it. You know, Reb Chaim Brisker said, what you don't understand, well, you can't explain. So that goes into this category.
But the difference is that the Eved or the woman who gets a get are adults.
Again, that's different because that accomplishes Gerushin. Here she's getting married, and he didn't give her back herself, even though he did give her back herself in the sense that she's not going to work for him anymore. But since she's a ktana, it's not called like he gave her back. I'm just quoting a Masha, and I can't really say I understand it 100%. That's exactly the custom that she just leaves. Nothing. Nothing.
Father selling?
No. Can only sell Ktana. Now, this all, both these pieces of Gemara are assuming that the Kedushin happens at the moment that he says to her, Yiyud, and it's with the future money, with the money that she owes him. If you learn like Rabbanan, or you learn like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, that the Kedushin happened with the original money, so there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to do with any, no, she's not getting the Kedushin, there's no Mashkin here, there's nothing. He was Makadosh when he gave the father the money 5.5 years ago. That's when the Kedushin happened. Again, is it retroactive?
I don't know, is it?
According to Arabonon, it's retroactive. The Moss Rishaitan were given to Kedush.
How do you think this makes comparison to a Mashkin of an item where there is nothing really here? The Mechila.
She is the Mashkin. Again, you're asking the same question in a different way. And I'll be the first to admit that I don't have clarity on this.
We're seeing this debt as a loan.
Well, that is a fact. That doesn't bother anybody. She owes him the money unless she doesn't work. She has to work. I mean, she owes it to him. The problem is the mashkin part. Because she's a mashkin, which is also great. But by being mekadosh, why is not giving her back the mashkin? The Gemara does not view it as giving her back the mashkin. That's the point that's hard to understand. Everybody should have a just wonderful day.